This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is the 2B2 Podcast. Daddy, Dave, and Steve are awesome!
Okay, let's give this a try. Shakespeare wrote, "The cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once." So valiant, dictionary defines it as possessing or showing courage or determination. It means to be brave, courageous, valorous, intrepid, heroic, gallant, lion-hearted, stout-hearted, marked by or showing bravery or valor. And Valiant is also a pretty darn good comics company that I've grown to love over the years. Another definition I want to share is serendipity. Serendipity is the faculty or phenomenon of finding valuable or agreeable things not sought for. So this episode is going to be called The Serendipity of Valiant. So let's get going. Welcome to another bonus episode of 2BT. It's just Michael here, and I apologize if it sounds a little weird because I'm a long ways from home in kind of unfamiliar surroundings for work, and just bear with it, please. So, how do I begin this? Let's see. It would have been in 2013. It was in September 2013. And my birthday's in September, and we happen to be in Hastings, which I've mentioned before, and they had just set up a really good comic section. I started listening to this podcast called Critical Hit out of my interest for Dungeons & Dragons when I was a kid and playing it. And it was really fun to listen to, hundreds of episodes, and it's part of the Major Spoilers Network. So after listening to it for a while, I decided to check out their main show, the Major Spoilers podcast, and I really enjoyed it. It's mostly just like a pop culture, movies, comics, mostly comics, and whatever else catches their fancy. And after listening to them for a while, I was like, well, maybe I should, I used to like comics. I'd pick up graphic novels over the years and read some, but really hadn't got into it real heavy. So Hastings had opened up this comics section, and I started reading some Sandman and just your usual suspects of popular books. And this particular weekend, I'm pretty sure it's my birthday weekend, we were in Hastings. I was walking through the book section, I looked over, and there's this cover that caught my eye. And it was issue one of The Eternal War by Greg Pak with art by Trevor Hairsine. This particular cover, however, was done by Clayton Crane. I don't know what, something about it. The kinetic energy in it, has the Eternal Warrior Gilad in the center with these guys coming at him, and he's swinging his axe, and it's just a lot going into it, and it kind of reminded me of some of Frank Frazetta painting of Conan. So I grabbed it, and I saw the publisher on the corner there is Valiant. I'm like, huh, Valiant. I never heard of them. I looked around, and there's Archer and Armstrong. I don't know if they had Ray out then or not, but I soon picked it up. And next thing you know, like lots of Valiant fans, it became kind of an obsession because I really enjoyed the stories that was being told. I even enjoyed that first 8 issues of The Eternal Warrior. I just really dug it. I really enjoyed it. It was fun. And then I found out a lot of the other books, you know, the Archer and Armstrong was great. And I started digging deeper and deeper into it. And pretty soon, I was all on board. I wanted to get as much of the Valiant books as I could. It wasn't long before I was getting all of them every month and trying to go back and get more and more of not only just the new ones that were coming out since 2012, but even the ones that came out in the 90s. Since I had been listening to podcasts, I said, well, why not? Let's see if there's a podcast about Valiant. And I did find. I found the Valiant podcast and OTV. And it wasn't long after that I discovered VCP, the Valiant Central podcast with Martin and Paul. And I really loved that show from the very first time I heard it. I loved how intelligent they were talking about things. I loved how well-reasoned they were and how funny they were. And I also loved it that they weren't afraid to talk about other things like Batman and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and all kinds of whatever is on their mind, they talk about it. And I also liked it that it wasn't just a review show. In fact, they didn't do reviews. And I learned really quick, don't do fan casting. So listening to them, I remember Martin bringing up the fact of that there was a Slack channel devoted to the users of the Valiant database, and just, you know, contact him and you can join that. So I did. And next thing you know, I go from this one guy reading Valiant comics and listening to podcasts to actually getting to meet other people and finding a community. And I'm not afraid to say it, I think I found some people that I consider my friends through this group. And I ended up watching as several of them started their own podcast. Eric and Joshua started Get Valiant. Out of this same group, you had Ultimate Marvel Podcast, Rebirthically, which is Absolute DC, and Aftershock Central Podcast with Jack and Ronnie and Martin and a bunch of others. And I was there and I supported everybody from the beginning. And I really dug what they were doing because I enjoyed listening to the podcast and learning about new things. Even though I didn't necessarily get a chance to read them, I could make a list of things to check out when I got a chance. And I loved it. I loved this, like I said, there's a sense of community around something, a shared thing that we all like. And from them, I started expanding my reading to other books. And it just so happened that I just happened to be at the right place at the right time. Serendipitously, I was there and Paul was needing somebody to edit a podcast he was going to do. I volunteered to do it. And that led to me helping him out with Comics in Black and White, which I recommend everybody to go check out. It's still up on the Nerd Legion network. A lot of good shows. And from that was born with two of the guys that had joined Paul on the Comics in Black and White podcast. Jay and Dennis started Best of the Rest, and I was fortunate to be allowed to help them early on when they were getting started with that, to help edit that and do some stuff. And from them, I really enjoyed listening to them because they were bringing up even more things that I'd never heard about and some cool things that were not mainstream necessarily, but were really, really good. So from one thing led to another to another. I wasn't looking for any of these things, but I found them. And I really enjoyed the heck out of the whole routine. And then next thing you know, I mentioned to my cousin Dave, hey, maybe we should get, jokingly, maybe we should do a podcast together. Because we were always chatting through Messenger about fun things that we both enjoyed. And I'd like to actually hang out with you. And then Steve gets involved and here we are. We're 2BT, should be 3BT. But it's 2BT. We're stuck with that, all in the family. And it's been a great process. But none of it would have happened if I hadn't just been walking through there and that Clayton Crane cover hadn't just caught my eye and told me, pick this up. One of the things I've really enjoyed is all the storylines, all the books. I know there's ups and downs and everything, but I still enjoy the heck out of all of these things. Now, just last week, something happened that kind of caused an uproar in the Valiant community. Dinesh Shamdasani, one of the guys that had worked for years to relaunch Valiant, he was, well, the news report said he was stepping aside and going to just be a consultant. He was forced to resign. He lost control of his own company that he had devoted so many years to. He'd been such a friend to the fans, such a friend to the content. So such a shepherd of all the good storylines that we've had. And a lot of people were upset. Some people just said they're going to just drop it. And I'm not going to get into what happened and because I really don't know. I know what I've heard. If you want to find out the ins and outs of it, go check out one of the more recent Valiant Central podcasts where Travis and Martin talk about it. It is an excellent, excellent show. And check out the DMG episode of Collecting Valiant, where they really get you some inside information about what really happened. Me, I'm sad that Dinesh lost this dream job. I'm sorry that he lost this position with this company that he cultivated and built up with his passion and his love for something that he was really devoted to. And it's really our loss. It really is. But I'm not going to quit reading Valiant just because he lost his job. I'm going to keep giving it a chance. But one thing, his hand, his influence is still there. His influence is still going to be on the books, at least for the foreseeable future. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the storylines play out. I wish him luck. And who knows, maybe this losing this dream job that he had, maybe it'll be a serendipitous moment where he will come back stronger, passionate about something else, and prove that it was a wrong move to lose him. I'm going to regret not having him involved, as are lots of people, but I'm not going to give up my faith in reading Valiant comics. I'm going to stay Valiant. I'm going to stay Valiant for a while. Now, if they do drop off and all the people that are being negative are right, yeah, I'm not going to waste my time and money on something that no longer has the magic and the power that Valiant Comics has had for me. And there's been lots of good things in Valiant. I'm not going to go into great detail, but Valiant offers so many things, so many cool options. With Ninjak, you got like a Batman-like ninja warrior who's part James Bond, like I said, part Batman. He is... You get the mystery and espionage aspect in it. There's magic in the Valiant universe. You get a barbarian-like guy with Eric in Exo Manowar who's flying around in something that Iron Man could only dream of wearing, the Exo suit. You got the Eternal Warrior, the fantasy aspect. You have Archer and Armstrong. You've got an Archer, I think, is one of the least used correctly characters because his story is so awesome. His abilities are so amazing. The way he can tap into the Akashic record. I think I said that right. And just learn any ability instantly. You have Ray, like I mentioned, his futuristic sci-fi adventures. You've got Punk Mambo. You have War Mother. You've got all these. Oh, I'm going to miss 100 things. But there's so many good stories, that are in this books that I'm constantly compelled with each and every month with the new books that come out. There's always something there of value for me. And I even enjoy the heck out of reading the Faith series. A lot of people, especially guys that I know that I'm feel close to, they look down on it. Not me. I enjoy it. It's fun. I like her attitude. I like the storylines because everything doesn't have to be like everything else for me. I like the variety. And that's one of the things. It's a connected universe, but there's a wide variety of stories that they tell. And also out of Valiant, two writers that I've grown to just completely love. I think I mentioned them before were Matt Kent and Jeff Lemire. And they bring heart. They bring deep thought. They bring lots of things into Valiant. That I don't read all different comics, but I've read enough to know that these guys are special. So much so that I read everything that they write independently or for other. I haven't got into their DC and Marvel stuff, but the stuff they put out themselves, there's a quality to their writing. It's true literature. Some of the stuff they do, especially the stuff they do independently, it's art and literature merged together. And it gives me the same feeling I get when I read a good high-quality book by a great writer that tells a compelling story that has depth and emotion and just gives you that thing that I said before that is a subtle sometimes, but it's a sublime and ineffable quality to some things. And these guys, to me, they have that magic touch in storytelling from everything from Mind Management to Royal City to Department H, Black Hammer, and the subsequent miniseries tied to that, Essex County, so many good books, Super Spy by Kent. And I look forward to what these guys put out in the future. I look forward to finding new great stories to read. But, Valiant is the reason I was able to expand into things more than just reading books by Robert Louis Stevenson or Mark Twain or Larry Brown or Jim Harrison, Cormac McCarthy, Jorge Luis Borges, Gabriel Garcia Marquez. There's a whole world of entertainment and instruction you can gain from reading all kinds of material. And the key is good storytelling. And I think that Valiant has had it. And that's one of the things I think Dinesh and Warren, the editor in chief, have provided. And, I'm going to stick with them and look forward to many great storylines. All I can say is stay Valiant, guys. Again, I want to apologize for the sound quality. I'm in a room for work, and somebody decided to turn on the washer and dryer next to my room in the middle of it. And I'm sure you can hear the little pops and clicks from that. I apologize for the sound quality. I want to thank you for indulging me with another one of my long, boring, rambling, and not-so-eloquent stories about things that I like. I had actually planned on sounding a little bit more intelligent, but you get what you get. You don't pitch a fit. That's what I tell my little my youngest daughter. You get what you get, and you don't pitch a fit. I want to thank all the guys that have accepted me into their community and treated me well. I want to thank my wife for indulging me in my insanity and obsessiveness when I decided to start reading Valiant. At the time, I didn't know it was going to get to such a level that I was that obsessed with something. But, you know, when I find something really good, I stick with it, just like I stuck with my wife when I found her. So thanks, everybody. If you want to reach out to us, Steve, Dave, and I, you can tweet us at 2BT Show on Twitter. That is at the number 2, capital B, capital T, small, lowercase, S-H-O-W. And thanks again. Stay valiant. Wear no crown.